This is the BBC.
Fine, fine.
Mr. Stott, mood music, please.
The Jolly Goons present a play entitled... In Three Parts. Part one is entitled...
I'll never forget that terrible sound, listeners. Perhaps you'd better hear it again. It started back in 1889. It was the worst storm they'd ever known in the Dolomites. I, Lord Seagoon, daredevil fretwork champion, was lost with my servants on the side of a precipitous mountain in a horse-drawn motor car. Why have we stopped, O'Brien?
I think the horse must be tired, sir.
Why?
He's got his pajamas on, begone.
I think we're lost, mate.
Tut, tut, what a nuisance. Well, there's not for it, mate. We'll spend the night here. I'll sleep in the ditch, and you sleep standing up, holding an umbrella over me. Unroll my brass bedstead and erect my marble washstand.
What?
Abdul?
Oh, what do you want, Abure?
Before I retire, prepare a light 16-course banquet.
I go and connect the gas stove up to the horse, Abure.
Mind you get the right end this time. William, lay out my evening dress.
Oh, Struth, you wear an evening dress in this raining mad, mate.
Yes. Remember, all of you, we are British. Together. Hip, hip.
Right.
Good. Next, hoist a small Union Jack and unveil a bust of Queen Victoria. Now, I'll just make a rough Englishman lost on the mountainside menu. Brown Windsor soup, meat, two veg, cabinet pudding boiled, and jam. Sir, make your mouth water.
Listen, mate. There it is again, mate. And again, mate. Unless I'm mistaken, it's gonna go again, mate.
I wonder what it is, mate.
It's a bell ringing, mate.
There you go, jumping to conclusions. We'll soon find out. O'Brien, strike one of my monogrammed matches. Look! A castle a mere 20 miles away. After it, before it gets away.
Wait a minute.
Well, here we are, men. This is the place.
Thank heaven. My feet have been killing me.
They're not the only one they've been killing. Abdul, heist the French Union Jack. Now, let's see how we get into this castle. Ah, a door. O'Brien, lay out my knocking on door suit. Now, lift me up and I'll knock. Lift!
This door unlocked.
There, standing in the doorway, was a bag of dust in a nightshirt. Old wrinkled retainer. My retinue and I require kibble for the night. I'm willing to pay.
I think he wants to go out.
Who wants to go out?
We don't know what it is, but when it wants to go, it screams.
What are these men, Crump?
They're men. They're staying the night.
Oh. What room are we going to put them in, Crump? Oh, you know what room?
What about the power? The power room. Oh, they've gone. Where are you, sir?
Upstairs in bed.
Good night.
Good evening, Crun. We have fresh visitors there.
Oh, Dr. Long Dongle. You're home early tonight, sir.
Yes, Crun. I watched her dance again tonight. Oh, how she danced. She danced like hot before the eyes.
He's talking about Senorita La Tigernutter. Every night he goes to the Cathy Filthmuck to watch her dance.
Yes, Clun. 3 years ago, she said, Dr. Long Dongle, the day you can give me 50 pairs of castanets, I'll marry you. Well, I've got 48 pairs.
Oh, naughty man. Then... Then, Dr. Long Dongle, you only want 2 more pairs, eh, buddy?
Yes, buddy. Just 2. Oh. I nearly got them tonight, but just failed. Crun!
Yeah?
Take my skull-cutting mallet and teeth-catching bucket. How sweet. The children are awake. It's little green wretch. He needs changing. Gee, now, what did I change him for last time? Bannister.
Yes?
A moment of quiet meditation. Play me a gramophone record. Oh, Crumb, they don't write tunes like that anymore.
Well, then, Mac Gildray gets pretty near it, you know.
Needle, noddle, no. More brown power.
Thank you.
you asleep, mate?
Of course we are. You don't think we make this noise when we're awake, do you? O'Brien, lay out my waking up suit.
Oh, there's something under the bed, mate.
Thank heaven for that.
It's been moving about, mate.
I don't believe it, mate.
Shh! Listen.
Come when you're alone, cowboy. Under the bed.
Come out, you singer of music.
Hello.
Before me stood a ragged idiot dressed in a grass skirt, water wings, and a perforated bronze trilby.
Oh. There you are, naughty little Eccles.
Lord, Dr. Lingle Dumbler.
Getting out of bed after I tucked you in and battered you unconscious for the night.
Hello.
Gentlemen, I am the caretaker. My apologies. You won't be disturbed further.
Ah.
What lovely teeth you have.
False.
No, perfectly true. They are lovely teeth. Why?
Nothing.
Good night.
Jolly fellow. What's the time, Dad? 1 o'clock. Good night, all.
Good night. Good night.
They're fast asleep. Hand me the skull, Mallet.
There.
Hold the teeth bucket in front of his cake hole. Now.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
That was the sound I told you of earlier, dear listeners. Hurriedly, I struck a match and lit a light bulb. There on the floor was William.
Whoa, me choppers have come, mate. Someone hit me on the back of me nut and I blew me fool's teeth, mate.
O'Brien, lay out my looking for teeth suit. Wait, I've suddenly realized something. Except for Dr. Long Dongle, no one else in this castle has teeth. I'm going to have a word with him. O'Brien, lay out my having a word with him suit. Wait here.
Will you stop all that shouting? I'm trying to have a kip.
Come here, little nook.
Let go, my ear, old you. Let go, or I'll call little Jim.
Call him then.
Jim? Little Jim, little Jim. Where are you, little Jim? Little Jim.
Why doesn't he answer?
He's in Africa.
Where's Dr. Long Dongle?
I don't know, Mr. Dongler.
Speak, rapscallion.
Stop, you're pulling my ear off. Now look at you, Dan. You pulled it off. Give it to me. I need body for the day.
Come on, hairless little nerf. Who are you?
I'm a pure-hearted type English scout on the camping-type holiday.
Camping? Why are you camping indoors?
You park here outside. I'm the new indoor scout.
You'd better come with me. I might need you for protection. I'll use you as a club.
No, no. I'm no good at protection. I'm a rotten coward, I am. Look, here's my junior coward's badge.
That voice is coming from under this floor. I'll just put on my floor lifting suit. Now lift.
Don't stand there making a noise. Give me a hand, you big fat.
Dear listeners, From out of an underground dungeon came a crowd of toothless ragged men in brown paper nightshirts.
Let me explain, short-type man. 48 of us have been kept in the dunya after having our false teeth stolen.
But they must have our teeth out.
Leave it to me. First, let's drop this flagstone back in place.
Look, my foot. Look at your donkey with his shape like a satin handle.
O'Brien, lay out my leader of toothless men's suit. Right, gentlemen, follow me. We march to find the missing teeth. One, two,
on to fame. Like a pack of hungry wolves on the train. We are not the young nets on the line. We are not the getting nets on the line.
Folks, while I still got my choppers, here's my song, Be Gone. Who's got the money? You got the money. No, you got the money. No, you got the money. Well, I ain't got the money. Well, I ain't got the money. We ain't going nowhere. Who's got the suitcase? You got the suitcase. No, you got the suitcase. I ain't got the suitcase. I ain't got the suitcase. Well, I ain't got the suitcase. I ain't going nowhere. Haven't got the address. No. Directions. No. Shaving cream. Brilliant jeans. Vaseline. No. Clean socks. No. Toothpaste. No. We're gonna stay right at home. Who's got the roadmap? You got the roadmap. No, you got the roadmap. No, you got the roadmap. I ain't got the roadmap. Well, I ain't got the roadmap. We ain't going nowhere. Let's go. Let's go. It's getting late. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait. Who's got the money? You got the money. No, you got the money. No, you got the money. I ain't got the money. Well, I ain't got the money. But we ain't going nowhere. Baby, I ain't got the baby. Well, I ain't got the baby. We ain't going nowhere. Who turned the gas off? You turn the gas off. No, you turn the gas off. No, you turn the gas off. I ain't turned the gas off. Well, I ain't turned it off. We ain't going nowhere. Have you got the camera? No. Cigarettes? No. Band-aids? Tummy aches? Razor blades? No. Clean shirts? No. Radio? No. We're gonna stay right at home. Who's got the roadmap? You got the roadmap. You got the roadmap. You got the roadmap. I ain't got the roadmap. Well, I ain't got the roadmap. We ain't going nowhere. Ain't got the money, ain't got the suitcase, ain't got the roadmap, ain't got the baby, ain't got the address, ain't got directions. We ain't gonna go nowhere.
We return you now to part three, The Castle of Missing Teeth.
Nice laughing.
Look.
Aren't they beautiful, Mother dear?
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Another pair of castanets for Signorita La Tiganuta. That's 49 pairs I've got. One more pair, and she's promised to be mine.
Oh.
So much for the jacket rot. Quick, Mother, hide under the carpet. Come in.
Ah, good evening. Any possibility of contacting the police from here?
I'm afraid not.
Thank heaven, safe at last.
What brings you here at this late hour?
I'm lost, dear fellow, lost, completely lost. Me and the regiment were marching along, you know, and suddenly, quite by accident, me and the regimental funds took the wrong turning.
How rotten for the regiment.
Yes.
Don't they want you back?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Everywhere you'll see my notices. Wanted, Major Bloodnock.
Ah.
I should say, look here. Why are you staring at me like that?
Your teeth. Are they false?
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. And what's more, they're of great sentimental value. You see, they belong to my great-grandmother.
It must be wonderful to have a family heirloom.
Yes. Do you mind if I take my kilt off? It's rather hot in here. Whoa!
What's up?
That lump in the carpet. It moved.
Yes. It's the only carpet in the world with a moving lump.
It must be quite valuable, then.
It has a great sentimental value. You see, that lump belongs to my mother.
What a lovely heirloom to leave behind. A large moving lump. People aren't as thoughtful these days, you know.
This bucket you see is also an heirloom.
No.
Just bend over it and look at the bottom.
I can't see anything through it. Oh, me choppers!
Oh. Got him! Not so fast, Dr. Longdongler! Chief, we want our teeth! Where are you hiding these men's teeth?
We want teeth!
Silence! Silence! Don't move, any of you, or I'll shoot!
Fool! Put down the tin of potted shrimps!
And starve to death? Never!
Longdongler, I'm willing to bargain with you.
Never! Never, Ying Tong, it's lipo. No, gentlemen. I'll not be forestalled now. Ha-ha! I'm too near my goal.
I'm sorry, these two near again.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up,
Beckles!
Shut up, Beckles!
Shut up,
Beckles! Shut up!
Help! Help! Who's turned up the light? Who's turned the light out?
It was me! Ha-ha!
Economical devil. Trying to save electricity, eh? O'Brien?
Yeah, begorra, mate.
Put on this invisible beard, creep up on the light switch, and while you can't see you, switch it on.
Okay, begotta. Okay.
Brother! Right, men, open your eyes. The light's on.
Oh, get Dr. Longdongler. He's gone.
Don't worry. The moment he steps outside this castle, the wolves are bound to get him.
Why?
They're looking for a new goalkeeper. Men, to catch this Dr. Longdongler wouldn't be easy. He's very clever.
You mean?
We're going to need brains.
Well, I'll go make the tea.
Oh, great Scotch and Bringe. Look there, down there. Longdongler is escaping.
Where?
There. Stick your head out of the window. Bandage?
No, thanks. O'Brien, lay out my leaving the castle suit. Ben, after him! One, two,
out the hail! Like the back of a throat of the
hail! With a small stove, Lord Seagoon set off in hot pursuit in his horse-drawn motor car. The trail of missing teeth led them to the village of... And there... They stopped.
All right now, men.
Wait.
It looks like he's in this cafe filth muck.
Yes, I think there's something funny going on inside.
Why?
I can hear somebody laughing.
Stop this crazy type toothless humor. And follow me in, men. What do we do now?
Now, we don't want to look suspicious.
Oh. So put your coats over your heads and crawl nonchalantly across the floor on your backs. And keep your Union Jacks down. Follow me. This is fooling them, eh?
Hey, you lot on the floor. Hurry up, we're waiting to dance. It always makes you spit, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, madam. We were looking for escaped miniature convicts.
Can anyone down here in...
Look, it's Longdongler.
Oh. Presenting the cabaret. That queen of reeking Spanish dancers, Senorita Gladys Latiganuta, my fiancée, with her 50 steaming castanet dancers.
Keep calm, men. Let's see what happens.
Look, the blacks coming off the castanet.
Yes, they're white underneath. Could they be what the listeners have known all along?
It's our teeth!
Teeth!
Our teeth! Those castanets are our teeth!
Here was our teeth, my friend!
And that, folks, is how we found Long Dongler's missing teeth hoard. He disappeared from human ken. And I often wonder if he ever continued his teeth activities.
You would have been listening to the Goon Show.
That was the Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, and Valentine Dial, with the Wellington Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Kingsley, the program produced by Peter Eaton.